Hi there, Chris Piercy here of Wedding Business Coaches, here with another Wedding Business Coaches mini-pod. Why you really shouldn't let your potential customers' actions bother you. As if it wasn't incredibly obvious, one of the biggest parts of our job here at Wedding Business Coaches is listening to and then solving people's business problems. One of the biggest complaints we see and hear about is the actions or sometimes inactions of potential customers. These are the things we hear people complain about a lot. People unsubscribing from their mailing list. Potential customers not responding. Prospects unfollowing them on social media. The amount of time it takes people to respond. And people complaining about the price. All of the above things are an absolute non-issue and not something that you should be concerning yourself with in any way, shape or form. Except in one instance, which I'll cover right away. The one instance in which you need to be concerned. If people are unsubscribing in huge numbers, literally no one is responding to you. Your follow numbers are falling off in scores. It takes forever for everyone to respond, and everyone is complaining about your prices. This would then suggest that you're doing things fundamentally wrong with your business, and you need to take a step back and look at what you're doing. I feel this is unlikely to be happening to anyone reading this, but I mention it for completeness. The first reason you shouldn't care. For anyone who has followed anything that I've done within my own business at all, you'll know that I wrote a book called Blissful Wedding Planning, which is all about how to remain stress-free throughout the wedding planning process. At the core of this book is the fundamentals of Stoic philosophy. Now, I don't want to go particularly deep on all this, but one of the key values is very pertinent here indeed. And that is the value of control. It's one of the core concepts of Stoic philosophy, and it's something that people really need to understand. Things or situations are either in our control or they are out of our control. There are very few times when we have some control. But if we do have some control, then this itself is then split down into no control and control. So what do we control? We control our thoughts and our actions. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Once you've sent out your proposal or quote to the client, the ball is in their court. If they decide not to return it, then there's nothing you can do about it. You can send follow-up emails, but there's still no guarantee of anything coming back. It is not in your control whatsoever. But why think of things in this way? To reduce our stress and our anxiety. Whilst it's easier said than done, but once we realise that a situation we have no control over, then we must instantly cease to allow it to have any hold over us and our mood. We simply let it go. You have no more control over someone sending an email to you than you have any control over the whale hunting situation in Japan. And yet, you'll be worrying about one a lot more than the other. Now, I'm not saying this is easy. It takes some practice for sure. But with repetition, if you can simply remind yourself that there's absolutely nothing you can do about a situation, and as soon as it enters your brain, you kind of mark it and say, no, I don't have any control over that, then you'll be doing yourself a huge favour. Doing anything else is actually a disservice to yourself. So the next time someone unsubscribes from a mailing list or unfollows you on Instagram or it takes them a month to respond to an email, just gently remind yourself that you are never in any control of it anyway. The second reason you shouldn't care. I can't personally decide whether this reason is more or less important than the first one. Perhaps they are equal, but it's up to you to decide. This second one can be boiled down to the four simple words, they're not my customer. Okay, one of those words is a contraction, maybe five words. They are not my customer. Hopefully, you'll have a good sense in your wedding business which portion of the wedding market you serve and who your ideal clients are. I'd strongly advise doing that instantly if you haven't already done so. Knowing your ideal client forms the very basis of so much of what follows within your business. But we won't dive into that right now. That's a story for another day. If you feel as if the content you're putting out in your emails and on your social media is the correct thing for your market, then you're doing just fine. If you're happy with the products and services and packages you offer and their associated prices, then you're doing just fine as well. This is the important thing. Feeling as if you know your market and demographic and then serving them, giving them content to engage with and like get informed by providing them with the right products and services, this puts you in a massive position of strength. If someone unsubscribes from your mailing list, then they can't have been the right client for you. The same as if someone unfollows you on Instagram or on Facebook. If the price isn't right, then it's them that's not right for you. If they don't respond in a timely manner, or perhaps at all, then the fault lies with them, and the fact is, you simply don't want to work with those type of people anyway. Jack is very fond of saying that you should be trying to put off as many people as possible from booking you by making yourself as attractive as you can to the right people. I'm inclined to agree. I coined the phrase, the more people you try to appease, the less you will please. Know your market and serve them. No one else matters to you in your business. If you're not sure who you should be serving, or perhaps you should be how you should be serving them, then perhaps it's time you booked in a free 15-minute coaching call with Jack and myself. We can talk over the biggest issue you're facing within your business and provide solutions for that. All you have to do is head to weddingbusinesscoaches.co.uk. This has been another Wedding Business Coaches mini pod. Hope you've enjoyed it.